When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It is no secret that celebrities often have professional lookalikes, stunt doubles, stand-ins, impersonators, and the list goes on. But sometimes these megastars have a scene double in a completely different way. I'm Annie Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we are fangirling over celebrity doppelgangers.
Doppelgangers is a word that I love also, just to read.
I love to read it. I love to say it.
All of the accents that are on it.
Yeah,
I don't know where they go, and I always put them in the wrong spot.
The little double dot thing. Yeah. I think that goes over the O.
Probably.
I'm going to say it goes over the O.
Yep, that'll do.
Actually, Laura, if you're listening, Laura's my friend from Germany. Tell us where it goes, because I'm going to assume that that's a German word.
Yeah, same. I feel like it may be over the A, like gangers.
Oh.
Or the E. Yeah, I'm going to go A. I'm going to vote for A.
Okay.
A is a good letter.
A is a good letter.
Anyway, we're off topic already. But yeah, we're talking about people who look the same.
Yeah.
That's essentially what doppelgangers mean.
That's what it means. That's what it means. So I was on a Facebook page. Recently, and it's like a geeky Facebook page group thing.
The best
and
kind.
I know. And they were talking about people who look like celebrities. So celebrity doppelgangers in that way.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, you know, comment and we'll tell you who yours is.
Right.
So naturally, I commented.
Of course. We need to know.
But the first person that came up, I'm going to say her name, and whether you recognize the name or not will tell me a lot about you.
Great.
Her name is Mia Khalifa.
Like Wiz Khalifa?
Not like Wiz Khalifa.
I didn't even say his name right. Yeah. I said Wes.
Wes.
Like old mate Wesley
there. Wesley. Wesley Khalifa.
Wesley Khalifa, who sings that great tune about seeing you again. Do-do-do-do.
Oh, is that Wiz Khalifa?
No, I think it's probably Wiz Khalifa. It's definitely not
Wes.
Wes Khalifa. Maybe that's his doppelganger.
Maybe Wiz and Wes are doppelgangers.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway. She's a porn star.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And I was...
I love that you were like, if she knows, I'll know.
I'm going to judge. If she knows, she knows. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying. Mm. Anyway.
That was the first one that came up and I was like, oh, okay, well, thank you.
Thanks, I guess.
I didn't know. The first thing I said was, I've got no idea who that is.
Did you say, is it Wiz Khalifa's kid?
No, I didn't, because they said, they just put a picture of her. They're like, not saying anything by this, but bam. And I was like, I don't know who that is.
Right.
And they were like, oh, she's a porn star. And I was like, okay, thank you. And then somebody else down the line was like, oh, her name's Mia Khalifa. She used to do porn, so she doesn't do porn anymore. It's a former porn star.
Right.
But then somebody else said, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, my God. Can I be like, Junie?
I was like, you know what? I'll take AOC.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Brilliant. I like that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I'll take it because I think she's fucking badass.
Yes, absolutely. I have not done a cool Facebook lookalike. I used to have very dark hair when I was poor.
Yeah.
My hair is not dark naturally.
No.
Although it's going darker as I age anyway. It's like a fine wine, my hair. It's getting darker with age. But when I started uni, I was real poor and I was like, fucking, I can't pay to maintain this mop of hair on my head. So I went to the store and I bought really dark hair dye and I just dyed the shit out of my hair. I was like, brown, do it. However, my hair is blonde, so it then went kind of red. So then I had a meltdown and dyed it even darker brown.
Oh, dearie me.
And it was very long and people used to then tell me, because it was all the rage of Twilight at that time.
Oh, of course.
They were like, you look like Bella Swan. And I'm like, cut it off. Quick, cut it off.
Please, shave my head. I'm going full Britney.
Yes. That's the only time I've ever really been told I look like somebody.
I 100% know who you look like.
Oh, who? Tell me.
It's Felicity from...
That's a much better doppelganger.
It was one of the first things that I said when I met you. I said it to Kate. I said it to my husband.
Oh.
I know, because he was like, well, because we were coming, you know, we were all having that dinner at Hemingway's that time.
Yep.
And I was like, you'll know exactly which one Amy is because she looks exactly like Felicity from, it's Arrow, right?
Arrow,
I was like, yeah, she looks exactly like Felicity from Arrow. And then when we left, he was like, she does look exactly Felicity.
That is such a better doppelganger. Yeah. I'm writing that story of Bella off and I'm going to use that from now on.
Yep, use it. Because you do look like her.
Thanks. She's pretty cool. I like her. Some people don't like her.
And she's super smart and you're super smart.
I am. Some days I surprise myself.
She says it like, some days I'm smart. You're an engineer, so you are smart.
Yeah, okay. I am smart. I like being smart. It is fun.
Just take it. We're both Ravenclaws. There's no need to.
Well, that's true.
There's no need to hide.
Are you surprised that we're both smart? No. Anyway, so we really don't have any idea how we're going to do this, but we've both just written down names on a page of people, celebrities.
Yeah.
Who we think look alike, or the world thinks look alike.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I went through like lots of lists and I really only wrote down the ones that I agreed with.
Yeah, okay. I've kind of done the same thing.
Yeah.
Or people who it was like a really far-fetched photo of them many, many years ago. And it's like, you look like a young such and such. I'm like, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work. Yeah.
So I've sort of taken a similar approach.
All right, cool.
But why don't you kick us off with the first doppelganger couple on your list?
Okay, so this is the one that I have mentioned before that my husband gets really, really frustrated with me because I can't tell them apart. He'll hold up a picture and be like, which one is it? And I'll be like, I don't know, honey.
So we're at Rachel's house recording at the moment and Jake literally walked past and Rachel was like, we're doing the doppelgangers episode. The first thing he said was, you'll frustrate me.
Yeah.
And kept walking.
I was trying to invite him in. I thought, you know, he might want to contribute. No, he's like, I'm out of here.
You're too frustrating. Yeah. Anyway, who is it?
It's Kurt Russell and Jeff Bridges. Oh, listen.
They were on my list too.
They are the same guy. Mm. I don't even know which one of them's younger anymore.
Yeah, no.
But as the younger one ages, he looks more like the older one.
Maybe I feel like Jeff Bridges is younger. I'm going to Google it while you tell me.
I don't know because they look exactly the same to me.
Let me find out.
Especially when they both went through that stage, they both had longish hair and beards.
Yes, this one.
And I was that. I don't know who that is. Is that Kurt Russell?
That's Jeff Bridges.
For God's sake, see?
Okay, so Jeff Bridges is 70.
Right.
And Kurt Russell the way I tell them apart, Kurt Russell is married to Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell me anything about his face, Amy. I mean, fair enough if he's standing next to Goldie Hawn in a photo.
Kurt Russell is 69. Oh, there is one
only
year
a
difference.
Year apart. See, I swear to you that they are Irish twins or something. They look the same.
They do. They absolutely do.
So is Kurt Russell the one that was in Death Proof?
Oh, God. Let me find out.
I think looking at his eyes, I think those are the eyes, but the eyes kind of look the same.
They're the eyes to the soul.
Is it the eyes?
Kurt Russell was in Death Proof.
Oh, my God. Where's my husband? He would be so proud right now.
You got
now.
It right. That's a tick for you.
That's a big tick for me.
All right. There you go. They were on my list because I agree and I think they look alike.
Like ridiculously alike to me. Like to the point where I think it's reasonable that if I spot a picture, I go,
which one?
Which one is that?
Mm-hmm.
But whereas, you know, like Jake would be like, it might take him a second and then he goes, oh, it's this one. It's not going to happen. No. I will have to guess. I've got a 50-50 chance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're the best kind of answers. 50-50. Yeah. You're like, oh, well.
So that was my first one and it's like the ultimate doppelganger situation for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll go to my first one and I'll bring this one to the top of the list because it's also one that I witnessed my husband get incorrect the other day.
Oh, dearie me.
So we'll keep with the theme of husbands, right?
Yeah.
So the one I've got is Amy Adams and Isla Fisher.
Oh, yeah. Right?
So we were watching Talladega Nights.
Right.
Because that's what you do on a weekend when you just have nothing to do, I guess. Anyway, we're watching it, blah, blah, blah. And then what did he say to me? He was like, because Sacha Baron Cohen is in that film.
Right. And he is married to Isla Fisher.
And he was like, oh, man, wouldn't it be so weird that, like, your wife is, like, kissing Will Ferrell and then you? I'm like, that is not his wife. That is Amy Adams. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, that is not Isla Fisher. Isla Fisher is Australian and then this is Amy Adams.
Yeah.
She was in that, you know, that fairy tale I made you watch where they sing and it's got McDreamy in it? And he had no idea what I was talking about.
Of course not.
But anyway, yes, there you go.
And yeah, I think they do.
They get confused for each other quite a lot, I've so found.
Yeah, I mean, I see distinct differences in their face.
Absolutely, but they have the same coloured hair and people are just like, I'll look past it.
And it's a similar face too. It's like it's a similar-ish face, you know, but there's another duo that, redheaded duo yes, as well.
I've written them down.
Yeah.
So that is Jessica Chastain and Bryce Dallas Howard.
Correct.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I'll put that one in brackets underneath because they also don't really look similar in the face.
No, well, Bryce Dallas Howard, her eyes are a lot more close together.
Yeah, she got more of a little button nose.
Yeah.
But yeah, the red hair, and I don't know if it's just like the age bracket that they're into and the time that they've released movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they were, yeah, that's another one, the red-headed duos.
Yes, the red-headed duos. They do look so much alike.
They do.
It can like – but with those four
–
instantly I can tell who's who.
Exactly.
But there are times when, you know, you put photos of them next to each other and it's like, oh, gee, they like you don't realise how much they look alike until you put them next to each other.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I agree. If you were to see one of them on the screen, you would know who – well, I would.
Unless you're Reese.
Unless you're Reese and you just assume, it, which makes an ass out of you and me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. That's my first and second, I guess, if we're going to call it two.
Yeah, well we spoke about this next couple in a previous episode. So that was Tom Hardy and Logan Marshall Green.
They are the same. That is Tom Hardy with a, just he's got a fake ID. It's the same person. It is the same person.
I don't know how these guys coexist in Hollywood.
I know. Or in the same world because they're both very attractive.
Yeah. It's just like it's out of this world. So if you kind of look at them, there are some photos where there are distinct differences.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they look exactly the same.
Yeah. I don't know. They're literally when I saw Upload? Is that the one?
Upgrade.
Upgrade.
Upgrade, yeah.
When I saw that, I think it was coming out the same time as Venom or something.
Yeah. And I thought the same thing. I was like, wow, Tom Hardy's in two movies.
They are like we're literally looking at a photo now, you guys, which you can't see obviously, but
I'll put it on the page though.
They're the same person. That's the same person.
That's got to be the same person.
These people look, out of the whole list today that we will go through, I can guarantee they'll be the most lookalike-ish, if that's a word. But anyway.
It's just incredible, isn't it?
I know. It leaves me baffled. Like what would you do if you both went to, oh yeah,
I don't understand.
Which one is which there?
So this one's Tom Hardy.
Okay, I was wrong. Damn it.
That's Logan Marshall
This should
Green.
Be a game show where you like.
Oh, I could be wrong here. No, that's. You know how I know that that's Tom Hardy?
How?
Because his lips speak to my soul. No, it's because his
they don't
eyes.
Don't call it fangirling for nothing.
Logan Marshall Green's eyes are a little bit rounder.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
You are right.
But his also Tom Hardy's lips are.
Oh, they're just an attractive man. Just
they are, they an, are attractive an attractive man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, they definitely probably top the list for me. Okay, let's move on from this attractive man.
We need to get away from it.
The next one I have on my list is Zachary Levi and John Krasinski.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So yeah, I love both of them. Too. They're both dreamboats. But
wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, and I think because they both came from a like a TV series background around a similar time. I think The Office and Chuck were on at the same time.
And they both kind of broke out at the same time as well.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And they're both dreamboats.
The shape of the face and
the beard.
Gorgeous
when
eyes,
they
the
both
beard.
Have the beard. Oof. Do you know who – and Zachary Levi currently has a bit of a salt and pepper beard going on.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh.
I think I'm living for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a photo of John Krasinski in a while. Actually, I have because he was doing that news segment while everyone was in lockdown in America. Did you ever see any of those episodes?
No.
It was like I can't even remember what it was called. It was like Good News Stories or something. It was just essentially him wearing a business shirt and then boxers and socks.
Bless.
Sitting at his desk and like giving you the good news for the week, aww, I guess. Anyway, but yes, those two apparently get mistaken for each other quite a lot. However, if I were to look, I can see the similarities in them, but you can tell them apart. You can definitely tell them apart. Well, I can.
I can tell them apart.
Mm.
But then when you mentioned it, I was like, oh, holy shit.
They look alike.
They do look alike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A whole lot of loving. All right. That's me.
Okay. So my next one might rival Tom Hardy, Logan Marshall Green.
Oh, God. I can't.
Because now I'm looking at pictures of them and I swear that I'm looking at pictures of the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? It's Javier Bardem. Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh.
Feast your eyes.
Get out of town.
I don't know which one's which.
This one is Jeffrey Morgan on the right.
Okay.
I know that just from The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. Because he's Negan, right?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's his name.
The guy with the crazy guy with the bat.
Yeah, that kills that one that everyone loved. I know nothing about The Walking Dead. I just
know it from the. I thought you watched The Walking Dead.
Oh, no, I even did an episode with Cade and Troy, like reviewing The Walking Dead, and they tried to explain it to me.
Yeah.
And I watched it to like discuss with them and it was boring. So boring. But I know that that's the guy.
At least you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Watched it.
Yeah.
At least you watched it. Not like when Comic Confidential did Game of Thrones and Cade
refused.
He just sat there having not watched it.
No, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. That was Cade.
I rebuke it. And he's like, oh, yeah, I vote for Blue Darth Maul. We're like, you vote for him having the best season. He's like, yeah, yep. No worries. Like he fucking died in the third episode, but okay.
Idiot. Such an idiot.
He's stabbed by a girl. But sure, he had the best season.
Only one of the best moments in TV history. And you were like, yeah,
that guy is
the best.
That guy right there. He had a great time.
Mm-hmm. What is what was his name? Sorry, Javier
Bardem.
Bardem. What is he in?
He was in a It could have been a Bond, possibly a Mission Impossible.
Oh, because
he was the bad
familiar
guy and he was blonde in it.
Oh.
And I remember him saying like
some crazy line that was like a one-liner.
Some crazy line like, I'm sure it was a Bond film
because
I think he was talking to Judi Dench or about Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah. And he was saying like mummy was a bad girl or something like that. And I remember going, that's a bit kinky.
Oh, raunchy.
I kind of like it.
Javier.
Oh, Javier.
Oh, that's a good one. I hadn't even come across that in my extensive research that I did for this list.
Right.
Which was 10 minutes.
Oh, it was. It was Skyfall.
Skyfall, you're on the ball today.
Yeah, see, it's all about me remembering the trailer and Judi Dench and him saying something semi-kinky.
That's what you look for in a movie.
That's what I remember.
You know how I remember the Bond film? The Bond? You're going to say it like that. It's not the Bond film. Sorry. The Bond film.
The Bond film.
Is by the song. So Skyfall was Adele. I'm pretty sure.
Skyfall was Adele.
Was it Adele? Yes. And then Sam Smith was the one about dying, whatever that's called. A day to die, whatever. A good day to die.
Never stop, never
Don't
dying.
Don't stop believing. Yep,
never stop, never stopping.
007, don't stop believing. And so
that's what I want. Yeah. That's what I want.
It'd be a great film.
Yeah.
All right. I have on here, this is a good one, and I hadn't even thought of it until when I actually made this list, which is Ashley Graham, who is the plus size model.
Oh, yeah.
And Eva Mendes.
Oh, my God.
They're the same. I think Eva Mendes has a slightly darker skin tone, but they have the same face.
They do have the same face.
Yes. They are a like good doppelganger.
Like if you put them face to face.
Face to face. Side to side.
Side to side. Face to face.
Either
face
either.
Face.
Face to side.
Face to
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Mm. I thought they looked.
I mean, obviously, Ashley Graham being a plus size model, you can very distinctly see a difference if you see them standing next to each other.
Yes.
But if you are just, what I'm trying to say is like if you're looking at their faces and just their faces, yeah, you can definitely see a difference. I mean, I think Eva Mendes kind of does different stuff with her hair as well. Like half the time she's like blonde.
Yeah, well, that's true. The photo I saw of them, they both had like the same hairstyle, which is the long, curly, parted in the middle type hairstyle.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, wow, they are the same.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. That's another one.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at them now. Oh, yeah.
Yes, so I think I was looking at I don't know which photo I was. For the players playing at home, you're just going to have to listen to us.
You're just going to have to listen to us as we scroll through these things. I was looking at
this one, that photo there.
And yeah.
I was like, oh, damn.
That is very much a similar face indeed.
When they've got the same hairstyle, similar to the red-headed bombshells we were talking about earlier. Red-headed, orange-headed, whatever you want to call them. When they're wearing the hair the same,
yeah,
you can definitely see it.
Having said that, that particular photo of Eva Mendes, she looks like Cindy Crawford.
Yes, also. You're right, actually.
It's the mole.
And the cheekbones.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's a sexy lady. That's a sexy lady.
That is a singular sexy lady.
Mm-mm. All the single ladies.
All the single ladies.
Yep. So that's a good one for me.
Yeah. Oh, wait. That means it's my turn.
It is. She was lost in a dreamy phase looking at Eva Mendes.
I was. This one's a battle of the blondes. Not only that, a battle of the Aussie blondes.
Oh, who we
I
got?
I know. We've got Margot Robbie and Samara Weaving.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Shit.
So Samara Weaving is kind of like a breakout actress at the moment. She's not been in a whole bunch of stuff. But I did. She was in this film, Ready or Not.
Yes.
And when I was looking at the trailer for Ready or Not when it came out, I was like, I didn't know Margot Robbie was doing this thing. It's not Margot Robbie.
Just because it's not her.
It's not her. But she looks a hell of a lot like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I remember actually seeing the trailer for Ready or Not.
Yeah.
And I thought the same thing. Yes.
Yeah, she looks just like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they were both in Neighbours. Was she in Neighbours? Or
possibly.
Home and Away?
Possibly. I'm pretty sure. I mean, she is Aussie film royalty, obviously, because her dad is Hugo Weaving.
Yes.
So.
Oh, Hugo.
I love him. Yeah, she was in Home and Away.
Home and Away. Knew it.
Yeah, she was in Home and Away.
Yep. She's a very pretty lady.
And actually she's going to be in the Bill and Ted.
Oh my God. I'm super excited for that.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure she's Bill's daughter.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's a good doppelganger pairing.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. The next one I have on my list, is this my last one? Oh, no, I have one more after this one.
Okay.
But, I've got Minka Kelly and Leighton Meester.
And Leighton Meester.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're the same person
They are the same person. Guys, I know that this episode is just a lot of us going,
they're the same. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But it's like for reals, guys, get on the Google with us.
Yeah. Join us.
Join us.
When we say the names of these parents, we should have said this at the start. Please Google them immediately so you know what we're talking about.
Just, you know, hop on board. And no, because Minka Kelly is quite a bit older than Leighton Meester.
Yes.
But, I mean, props to Minka Kelly because she.
Oh, she looks banging.
She looks amazing.
Have you seen her in Titans?
And no, because I haven't seen Titans.
Oh.
Remember, we've spoken about this, Amy. Jake watched it without
that's
me.
That's right.
So now I can never, ever, ever, ever watch it.
As a protest, you will never watch it again. Don't worry, I've done that with Reese, like we talked about. He's watched shit without me. And I was like, well, now guess who you're not going to get to discuss it with? Nobody, because nobody wants to talk to you about this show except me. And you watched it without me.
And you watched it without me. And I'm just never going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to see it.
No. Well, anyway, she is in Titans and she is on point.
Who is she?
She is Dove.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got that banging bod too.
Mm-hmm.
And the mum vibe as well. Like she's a bit of a mum.
I mean, she's a MILF.
Yeah, she is a MILF. Anyway, and yeah, then there's Leighton Meester, who's obviously from
Gossip Girl,
as Reese likes to call it. I don't know why. Don't ask me why.
Maybe all of the bleating.
I think that will be it. Yes. Yeah. There you go. Who else you got?
I've got one that, you know how you were saying that you didn't really want to do them, where it was like, oh, you know, only in a certain light or a young this or whatever.
Anyway, help me.
I've got one. Okay. Go. It's Ian Somerhalder.
Oh, yes.
And young Rob Lowe.
Oh,
like, because Rob Lowe has all of a sudden aged overnight.
He's all grey and
he's
white.
He's gone really, really great. So it's like you can definitely tell them apart now, but put a picture of Rob Lowe like 10 years ago.
And it's Ian Somerhalder.
And it's Ian Somerhalder.
I think it's the eyes. They both have very piercing eyes.
And the dark eyes. The jawline.
I love a good jawline.
Especially when me too. When it can like cut you like a knife.
Yeah. Like it's just cutting through butter.
Yeah, butter.
Anyway, but we're getting a photo up, guys.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm getting distracted here, but
Knives and butter. Yeah.
Why does it only – I just brought up a photo. It literally only had half of Rob Lowe's face.
Oh, well, that's enough.
actually, somebody just put up like Chase Crawford, Ian Somerhalder and Rob Lowe, and it looks like
– they are all the same. Look at their eyebrows.
It's like if Chase Crawford looks like their child. Yeah,
he is. Oh, my God, this one's a good one. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the cheeky smirk. They got the dimples in the same places.
And the same chin.
Do you know who else Rob Lowe kind of looks like in this photo, which you guys can't really see, is Billy from Stranger Things.
Oh, my God, yes. And what's his name?
Oh, I can't say it. And I feel terrible because he's Australian too.
Is it Dacre? Dacre.
Okay. I never pronounce it right because I read it.
It's like Acre with a D.
Well, I read it and then my brain immediately goes, that's not how you say it. So then I freak out and I can never say his name.
There's this chick.
Montgomery. That's all
Jake
I say.
Jake Montgomery, yeah. So there's this chick who was like embroiled in local controversy here in Cairns. Ooh. And her name was Susanna Dacre.
That's how I go to say his name.
Yeah, and so whenever I see it, my brain says Dacre and then I have to correct myself because I've heard it said interviews and stuff and it's Dacre. So you've maybe you heard about Susanna Dacre.
I do remember that, yes. Yeah. Maybe that's what my brain immediately when I read that, because I don't really say it. I'm just a reader. Yeah. I read all the stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, you know what? The funny thing about when you read is you just skim over the words. Like, you know what that word means and you're like, next.
Exactly.
So I never say it out loud, but there you go. Dacre.
There was one word that I you know the word segue.
Yes.
But not like the object.
Speaking
segue.
Of, we're having a segue. Yes. Yeah.
I didn't realize that's the word that I was reading all these years that I was reading it. Because I was like, you know, a sieg. And then one day I realized that's fucking segue.
Segue.
That's the word is segue. And I was like, so the object is spelt wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And
segue.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know, you segue into a conversation. I was like, oh, it's segue. It's not all these years, Amy.
You've been
saying
fooling yourself.
Sieg.
You're an idiot.
I ascertained what it meant. I was like, oh, that's a weird way of saying segue. See?
Oh, my God. I'm done with this episode.
Wait, do you have any others?
I had one last one, which was...
Oh, come on then.
Austin Butler and Cord Overstreet.
Who are both of those? Oh, Cord Overstreet's
it's
in...
It's from Glee.
Yeah.
Austin Butler was from... so he was dating Vanessa Hudgens for a very long, very long time.
Oh.
But he was in... what's it called? Not the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different... No. It's called something else. Shit.
Yeah.
It talks about it. Oh, I'm going to find the name.
Shannara Chronicles.
That's it. See, I was close. The Narnia Chronicles. Yeah, I was close.
Okay.
Anyway, that was a great TV
show.
Oh, okay.
Also. Yeah, I can see it. But he's very dark haired.
So he is normally blonde.
I can see him blonde now. Oh, look. look at him.
Yeah.
So what a patootie.
He's very young there. But yeah, they do look quite similar now, more so than before. But that was just my last final one because I didn't know how many you had on your list.
Oh, that one he has.
Yes.
Major Cordova Street vibes.
Yes. See?
Gotcha.
Rock vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Anyway. Okay. That was my last one.
You know what? I've got one last one too.
Oh, okay.
Whew. Yeah, I know. See, we did this. We did this. It's perfect. It's by design.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa Palmer.
Oh, yeah. Australian.
And Kristen Stewart.
Oh.
Same face.
Oh, I'm going to Google this right
now. Google it.
Teresa Palmer is Australian, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teresa Palmer and Kristen. Oh, it comes up. It's the first thing.
Yeah, see?
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn, indeed. Look at that.
Holy.
They look so much alike.
When they both have that long blonde hair, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Holy damn. That is not one that I have ever thought of.
No, because Kristen Stewart, you know, she's got her really short hair now.
Yeah.
And she was brunette for so long because of Twilight. So it's kind of like, you know, people don't picture her as a blonde.
No.
But when she's blonde, it's a very easy mistake to make.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There we go. I like Kristen Stewart.
I like her too. And you know what didn't help is that Teresa Palmer was also in one of those young adult movie adaptations as well. So it was
I am number four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they were kind of out around the same time. And yeah, there was a lot of talk. There was a lot of talk about it, I think, back in the, 2009, 2010 kind of thing. So that was one of the first doppelganger things that I was kind of aware of.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I know.
That's a good list.
It is a good list.
There was some thirsting in there. There was some laughter.
Yeah. So let us know, like in comments and stuff, if there are any doppelganger pairs that we missed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even let us know who you think your celebrity doppelganger is because apparently mine's AOC.
Yeah. And mine is Felicity. I don't
from
know.
From Arrow. What's her name? How rude of us.
I know. I follow her on Instagram.
How rude of you. Do?
I do. It's like she's got two last names. Fuck. Felicity Arrow.
I know. We need to find this out because how rude
Emily
of us.
Emily Bett Rickards. That's her.
There you go.
I told you she had two last names.
There you go. So yours is Emily Bett Rickards.
Mm-hmm. And yours is AOC.
And mine's AOC.
Great.
What a great pair.
I think so. We could do some damage.
100%. 100%.
All right. Well, that is it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.